Wave Radio. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Trade Show Minute. My name is Johnny Mota. We are on day three of Infocom 2016, in the middle of the Kramer booth, C6825, and I really hope that's correct. I've been sitting here all week spitting out random numbers. Eventually, one of them's going to be right. As I mentioned, my name is Johnny Mota. I'm sitting here with
Victoria Barella, and I'm impressed you read that actually upside down.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh. No. Aw, oh, man, you gave it away. I have it on a piece of paper. I was supposed to have a good memory. It's not important. It's not about me. It's not about you.
It's about the guest.
And we're here with
Ryan Radigan from Alma Professional AV.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great.
Thank you for coming.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm imagining this is the first time you've actually sat in the week that you've been here.
It's definitely a nice exception to be sitting down.
I mean, these aren't the best chairs, but that's all we got, you know? I almost fell off on day one. It was dangerous. It's not very far from the chair, but I almost died. It almost happened. It sounds dumb, but it's the truth. Tell us a little bit about the booth. What's going on? How's the show been going? The
show's been going very, very well. We've had a lot of good traffic. We have a nice big space over in the central hall. And, as a distributor, one of the things that makes us a little different is we're not only showing one manufacturer's product. So we can show complete solutions. For example, we have a mosaic video wall in our booth that uses a combination of Samsung panels, Brightsign media players, and a TV One Corio Master video wall processor. So you kind of get to see how all the things work together.
Cool. Now, what booth number is that? Ready, go.
C5 something.
There you go. That's good. It's in the central hall then, right? We know that.
Yes.
If you made it to the central hall, that's probably good enough.
Just look if you're listening, I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay. The booth number I said for us is probably wrong. So, no big deal. I just made up a number. It might actually be right, though.
It'll give you an excuse to look at the show floor, walk around, but you can definitely find Alma Pro AV. How's the show going for you? It's you said it was pretty warm in the setup. I mean, it was set up for us. It was deadly.
Yeah, it's been hot out here, but thankfully, on Monday, they decided to turn the air conditioning on. So
yeah,
we've been rocking and rolling since Wednesday. We had great traffic on Wednesday and Thursday. Quite honestly, I really haven't been in our booth today. I've been running around to customer and vendor meetings all day, but I'm assuming it might slow down a little bit today.
Can you tell us where we can find you online, just in case someone at home is listening or they weren't able to come by your booth?
Absolutely. The best place to go is to www.almoproav.com.
Sweet. And are you guys on any kind of Twitter, social media?
We are. Twitter, Facebook.
All the good ones, right?
All the good ones.
Yep. Not Friendster, not MySpace. Nobody does that anymore.
No MySpace,
except
what?
Maybe Justin Timberlake. I think he's bringing MySpace back. Is that how that works?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I am a millennial at the show. I've been actually in the AV industry or community for the past year. I have a background in audio and coding, and I matched the two just recently, and I like AV programming. Can you tell me some advice, give me some advice, or anyone coming into the industry who's new?
Probably the biggest challenge, I would say, for anybody coming into the industry that's new is education. I mean, I don't know anybody that goes to college to get into the AV industry, right?
I did.
She did. Hold on.
All right, so I stand corrected.
No, but you graduated from Columbia with a bachelor's in live and installed sound,
bachelor's,
correct?
Bachelor's, yes. I did not catch the last one where you said master's, so that is incorrect.
A bachelor's, which is still not a short feat. A bachelor's in live and installed sound.
Yes.
So more and more people are doing that. So millennials, it exists now. I was amazed as well. I'm like, that's a thing?
Was not available at my time, I can tell you that.
Mine either, but carry on.
Manufacturers often will offer a good amount of training too, but it's kind of sporadic and all over the place. Infocom has been really a great central source of training, but for me personally, it was all on-the-job training for me. I came into the AV industry from the IT world. I was selling antivirus and tape backup software. And I got into a sales position in AV, and everything I learned was on the job. I was a hobbyist or enthusiast of AV equipment as a kid. But when you're out here, when you're at the shows, you get to touch the products. I've been involved in building our booths for several years, so I actually get hands-on experience with the products, and that's really the best way to learn.
So just keep up with the technology and keep learning.
Well, we know it changes very rapidly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are you looking forward to once you get back home?
my own bed.
And sleep.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way. I've slept in a hotel bed for a week, which hasn't been uncomfortable, but it's not my bed.
Yeah.
And by, I mean, the hotel room, I mean the trade show floor.
Whoa, I thought that was my head, sorry.
No, it's okay. We sleep here at the booth all night, editing, uploading. We've been interviewing AV professionals like yourself all week long, and it has become very educational, but it's a lot of work. We are very honored to have you here. We're glad, I don't know if you've already mentioned, is there a place online where we can learn more about the company?
I did, but I'll say it again. It's almoproav.com.
Perfect. Johnny's brain was in the cloud at that moment.
That's where all my personal data is. It's along with my brain. It's constantly being uploaded to the cloud. I'm just like, I'm just here.
You just wanted to give me a second shot at offering that up.
Yeah, just making sure that the listeners know to go to almoproav.com for all their IT and AV professional needs.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so what about one fun fact about yourself?
Fun fact. I like to cook and mountain bike and listen to vinyl records.
All at the same time? That is extraordinary, my friend. I applaud you. That is impressive.
I'll have to try that one day. I have a feeling it won't work out so well.
And make sure to put it on YouTube or Instagram or wherever the kids are putting things these days. I don't know.
Yep.
I'm just here. Well, everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute.
With Almo Pro AV.
Don't get that wrong.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.